The Island Digest is a sampling of the stories in this week's Journal of the San Juans, Islands Sounder, and Islands Weekly, which are on newsstands now. The August 2nd edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. I'm Caleb Summers. Headlines from the week of August 2nd, 2023. Chamber Music Festival honors two special islanders. Fair countdown begins. Seattle author and activist Ron Chu at the Lopez Library, plus excerpts from the sheriff's log. First, from the Islands Sounder, Chamber Music Festival honors two special islanders. By Colleen Smith Summers. This year's Orcas Island Chamber Music Festival is paying tribute to those we have lost. This year has seen a lot of change, and it's reflected in our programming, said artistic director and founder Aloysia Friedman. It took me a lot longer than usual to create an overarching theme. I was kind of in a rut for a few months after my mother Layla passed away. She had a wonderful life and died at 101 here at our home on Orcas. I knew all along that I wanted to dedicate the festival to her memory quietly but publicly. The 26th annual event also honors former OICMF board president Sam Coleman, who passed away this year. The concerts run from August 4th to 19th and take place at Orcas Center unless otherwise noted. Five of the main stage concerts will be live-streamed. They start at 5:30 p.m. on August 5th, 9th, 12th, 16th, and 19th, and will be available live and for 3 days after the performance. The free recordings will have multiple camera angles and high-quality sound production. For tickets to the festival, full programming lineups, and to register for the live streaming, visit www.oicmf.org. The festival features a mix of newcomers, including violinist and violist Yura Lee, flautist Sandy Hughes, oboists Anne Lemke and Mary Lynch Vanderkolk, and accordionist Iwo Jedinecki, as well as returning artists OICMF artistic advisor and pianist John Kimura Parker, the Miro Quartet, violinist Nikki Chui, oboists Nathan Hughes and Alicia Lawyer, and cellists Bion Zhang and Oliver Aldort. The concerts are divided into five programs: Trailblazer, Orchestrations, Voice of the Whale, From Darkness to Light, Mystical Winds, and Romance Arctica, that include pre-concert discussions, composer talks, and receptions. Each program also features the work of a living composer, which Friedman says is very unusual. Her mother, Layla Storch, was an acclaimed oboist as well as author, baker, linguist, and matriarch. Her spirit is reflected in the music presented. There are shorter works this year, and there is oboe in every single concert, Friedman said. The first week we have three remarkable women oboists who are trailblazers, and my mom certainly was a trailblazer. The first program of the festival features a wide range of music, including the West Coast premiere of Trailblazer, a work honoring Stork's legacy, written by contemporary composer Alyssa Morris. Works by Johann Sebastian Bach, a composer Stork loved, will also be performed. Voice of the Whale was created in memory of Coleman and highlights classics such as Samuel Barber's famous Adagio for strings and Ennio Morricone's Gabriel's Oboe, and the contemporary work Vox Balene by George Crumb. From Darkness to Light features John Williams's heart-rending theme from Schindler's List and works by Dmitri Shostakovich, Johann Christian Bach, and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, as well as the Northwest premiere of Emmy-winning composer John Wineglass's Haunting Piano Quintet and The Summer Was Over, inspired by Alice Walker's short story The Flowers. Friedman and Woman in the Woods founder Michelle Marshall will interview Wineglass prior to the concert and offer a reading of the story. Mystical Winds starts off with back-to-back performances of Benjamin Britten's Pan for solo oboe and Claude Debussy's Syrinx for solo flute. The program also features the Northwest premiere of Microfictions, Volume 1, by composer and Pulitzer Prize winner Caroline Shaw. Romantarctica concludes the festival and is dedicated to series sponsors David and Amy Fulton. It features Norwegian composer Henning Kragerud's eponymous piece for flute, viola, and strings. Stork's favorite works by Johann Sebastian Bach will be performed, including his famous prelude from Partita No. 3 in E major. Visual art by Martha Farish, Susan Singleton, and Michael Lundgren will be woven throughout several of the concert programs. On August 12th at 2 p.m. in the Orcus Library, Marshall will speak with Wineglass about his creative process behind And the Summer Was Over, and then she will read aloud Walker's story. Other free community events include a children's concert on August 9th at 1 p.m. on the lawn of Orcus Center and an open rehearsal for seniors on the main stage of Orcus Center on August 18th at 1 p.m. One of the things that is wonderful to see post-COVID is that we are back to doing more community and free events around the island. We have Hamlet concerts again in Olga, West Sound, and Deer Harbor, Friedman said. It makes me so happy to make these connections again in ways we haven't been able to do for a while, she said. From the Journal of the San Juan Islands, Fair Countdown Begins. The 2023 San Juan County Fair is almost here, and with it comes new and exciting events, games, and local flavors. This year's theme is Dancing with the Steers, which fairgoers will find easy to do with over 20 bands slated to bring toe-tapping tunes, plenty of food vendors cooking up old favorites and new surprises, and so much more. There's something for everyone, so be sure to join the fun August 16th through 19th. Online entry makes presenter registration a breeze. The fair is thrilled to provide a new online entry feature for those wishing to enter something into the fair. Online entry will allow exhibitors to show up with their items, pick up their entry tags, and skip the paperwork on site. All you need to do is visit the San Juan County Fair website and select the section titled 2023 San Juan County Open Fair, fairentry.com, to enter your items in the county fair. Registration is open and available until August 13th. Any entries not registered online will still be accepted on site from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Tuesday, August 15th. The online open entry feature is especially helpful to those who do not live on or frequent San Juan Island and find it difficult to register items in person. By giving fairgoers from other islands greater accessibility to the entry process, the fair hopes to continue building a sense of community and camaraderie around this special event. Music to go Dancing with the Steers. With this year's lineup, we are representing the community in all its fashions, said Caleb Turner, San Juan County Fair's entertainment coordinator. According to Turner, the fair will showcase 13 island bands and 11 off-island acts. Get a sense for each night's music lineup by following San Juan County's Spotify account. Here, you'll find specially curated playlists for every night of the fair, so you'll be ready to sing along. A few of the local bands include East Sound's Rare Bird Committee, Friday Harbor's Jesus Chords, and the Lopez Island Cajun Band. I grew up performing at the county fair, said Avery Adams of Orcas Island's Rare Bird Committee and lifelong islander. It was a huge part of my formative childhood experience and holds a lot of treasured memories. Performing this year is a very full-circle moment for me and the band. Adams grew up on San Juan Island, graduated from Friday Harbor High School, and now works as the head chef at the wildly popular Mesa restaurant on Orcas Island. This is a special moment for music in the county, especially after the pandemic, continued Adams. The county fair is an opportunity to express community pride and serves as a celebratory moment for the band and for me personally. With a greater emphasis on local representation in the music lineup, Parks and Fair staff hope to further build a sense of community over the 4-day event. "We've made a slightly larger investment to the music lineup this year to bring in new bands and new sounds for fairgoers, while also accommodating nearly every local band who requested to play," said Brandon Cadwell, the county's Parks and Fair director. One of this year's headliners is a band from Utah called the National Parks, who will be playing at the same music festival as the 1975 and Guns N' Roses in Atlanta this September. Another big name coming to the county fair stage is Brian Jay, better known as Gitkin, who is a Grammy-nominated producer based out of New York. "The lineup represents all the different types of people that live around here, different sounds for different folks," said Turner. "Phenomenal fair food. There's nothing that pulls a community together quite like fair food. With many local food vendors signed up for the fair this year, it's going to be hard not to eat local. From the Friday Harbor Elementary School pie booth to the Poutine Your Mouth food truck from Lopez Island, fair food brings us together. Not to mention, the Hungarian Kitchen is back this year, which means elephant ears all around. The American Legion Auxiliary will be grilling up their famous burgers, and Beanwater will be brewing the coffee to keep you going all day long. The classic snow cone building of Cascade Concessions will be serving shaved ice and corn dogs, while Brojack LLC will be smoking their mouth-watering barbecue. From the delicious salmon and ramen of the Critical Thinking School to the amazing tacos and tamales of Chepe's Tamales, there will be a little something for everyone to eat at the county fair. The county fair is made of and by the community. It is an exhibition of who we are and the best of who we are as a community, said Cadwell. The community is who creates, runs, and enjoys this county fair. This year, the fair will provide a tighter sense of community through the music lineup as well as the online entry feature. For daily updates about the fair, follow San Juan County Parks and Fair Department on Facebook and at SJC Parks and Fair on Instagram. We cannot wait to see the community dancing with the steers at the 2023 County Fair. From the Islands Weekly, Seattle author and activist Ron Chu at the Lopez Library. The Lopez Island Library is honored to welcome audiences to a very special evening with renowned Seattle author and activist Ron Chu on Friday, August 4th at 6:30 p.m. Chu spent more than 5 decades fighting for Asian American and social justice causes in Seattle. In his deeply personal memoir, My Unforgotten Seattle, he documents the tight-knit community he remembers, describing small family shops, chop suey restaurants, and sewing factories now vanished. He untangles the mystery of his extended family's journey to America during the era of the Chinese Exclusion Act. Intimate profiles of his parents, a waiter and a garment worker, and leaders like Bob Santos, Ruth Wu, Al Sugiyama, Roberto Mestas, and Kip Tokuda are set against the familiar backdrop of local landmarks such as Six Stadium, Kokusai Theater, Shorey's Bookstore, Higo Variety Store, Hong Kong Restaurant, and Chubby and Tubby. He highlights Seattle's unsung champions in the fight for racial inclusion, political empowerment, American ethnic studies, Asian American arts, Japanese American redress, and revitalization of the Chinatown International District. Chu himself led a successful campaign to transform a historic hotel into the Wing Luke Museum's permanent home. Chu served as editor of the International Examiner and as executive director of the Wing Luke Museum of the Asian Pacific American Experience. His books include Reflections of Seattle's Chinese Americans, The First 100 Years, and Remembering Silme Domingo and Jean Viernes, The Legacy of Filipino-American Labor Activism. To learn more about Chu, visit www.ronchucommunications.com. To RSVP for this event, please email nikita@lopezlibrary.org. Now, choice excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's log. On July 19th, a Lopez deputy responded when a Lopez individual received fraudulent phone calls asking for their Social Security number. No information was given away, and the individual's bank was contacted as a precautionary measure. A Friday Harbor citizen found a large amount of cash and turned it over to the sheriff's office. They were contacted by the owner and advised them where their money was. The funds were returned to the owner. An Orcas Island deputy responded to Dolphin Bay Road for a littering call. A bag of trash was located on the side of the roadway. The owner was located, and the trash was removed. Lopez Island deputies were dispatched to an unwanted person call. The individual was found to have crashed their vehicle into brush on a private property. A local business owner assisted with the recovery of the vehicle. An informational report was taken. On July 20th, a San Juan deputy stopped a vehicle for multiple traffic violations. The trailer that the vehicle was towing was discovered to be stolen from Vancouver, Washington, and a pipe was observed inside the vehicle. A search of the vehicle produced suspected powdered fentanyl and several items of paraphernalia. On July 21st, a deputy on Orcas Island responded to a citizen assist in East Sound. A local business wished to lift a trespass warning letter on an individual in order to give them a second chance. A report was completed. On July 22nd, a deputy on Orcas Island responded to a trespassing complaint. An uninvited guest showed up at the complainant's residence. The uninvited guest lost his car keys. The deputy provided him a courtesy ride to his residence. Gosh, what an awkward experience that must have been. Show up at a party uninvited and then have no way to leave. Deputies on San Juan Island responded to a report of a vehicle fire. The fire was put out successfully, and the driver was arrested and booked into the San Juan County Jail for DUI. A report was completed. Now, how a vehicle fire and a DUI are related, I do not know. On July 24th, Orcas EMS responded to a woman who was falling over intoxicated, trying to get in her car. She was given a courtesy ride home by Orcas EMS. She returned to her vehicle and was given a second courtesy ride home by a deputy. This concludes the August 2nd edition of the Island Digest. This edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. Orcas Center is your place for fun and intrigue this summer with live concerts, performances, art openings, and more. To check out upcoming events and purchase tickets, visit www.orcascenter.org. Thank you for listening to the Island Digest, a small sampling of what's in your local print newspapers this week. The Journal, Sounder, and Weekly rely upon advertising, subscriptions, and donations to support our mission of high-quality community journalism. To contribute, visit our websites or email publisher Colleen Smith Summers at csmith@soundpublishing.com. Thanks for listening, and come on back next week for more local news from San Juan County, Washington. I'm Caleb Summers.